B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A 72-year-old woman from California trying to take photos of a bison was gored at the by the animal at Yellowstone National Park.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, she's been...
You just got gored, bitch.
She's been Al Gored.
How about a back rub?
The woman sustained multiple goring wounds and was flown to the Idaho hospital to an Idaho hospital on Thursday. Requests for more details on the woman's condition were not immediately returned. She approached within 10 feet of a bison multiple times to take its photo, the Park Service said. The bison most likely felt threatened after being repeatedly approached. The park urges people to stay away from wildlife and keep a minimum 25 yards away from animals like bison and elk. And having been at Yellowstone, I have seen people. I didn't see anybody get super close to bison, but I saw them getting super close to elk. And you just, you can't do that.
I have been.
They're going to get you.
Laterally on the other side of a protective fence while a bison got up to a full run on the other side. I could feel the ground shake.
Yeah.
It's just terrifying.
They weigh 2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, they're huge. So for bears or wolves, visitors are told to stay at least 100 yards away.
But you can ride the grizzly bears, right?
All you want, yeah. bison attacks on humans have occurred in Yellowstone before, including just last month.
Less so in urban areas.
And they can run up to 35 miles an hour, so they can fall ass. So, yeah, don't go near the bison. Canadian Tire, a company, is attributing a glitch that caused all items at Lindsay Canadian Tire to scan as Mr. Potato Head.
I love this.
To a downloading error. Five stores were impacted in the bizarre computer system, Fritz. It started around 7 a.m. Monday. A staff member from Lindsay Canadian Tire said any item that the team scanned showed the same product number and information as Mr. Potato Head.
Yes, I'd like to put on my winter Mr. Potato Heads, please.
Kathy Kurzbach, manager of external communications for the Canadian Tire Corporation, clarified the glitch and only made the names of products appear the same, not the prices or the item numbers.
That's a bizarre glitch. That seems like some sort of sabotage.
I know, but they're saying that it wasn't.
I mean,
but
that a tire place would end up with Mr. Potato Head as an inventory item.
The anomaly didn't affect stores outside of Lindsay or Whitby.
Whitby, that's my favorite place.
A point of sale downloading error caused item names to appear incorrectly, she said, and it has been corrected. And the stores are operating normally. The glitch took about an hour and a half to get worked out. Customers were asked to continue browsing while the staff got the system back up and running. Foul play isn't suspected as the glitch only impacted a handful of stores.
That's wild. Were you a fan of Mr. Potato Head as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I must have had like eight of them.
Yep. And if you remember, it started off, you would need a real potato.
Yes.
Oh, no kidding.
You could use the real potato, which I did often.
Yeah.
Because it rotted.
A New York City man who was killed in a skydiving incident on Sunday was not wearing his parachute when he hit the ground.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Was it a suicide attempt?
I'm guessing.
Or successful?
They haven't indicated it officially, but the victim identified as William McCartan, 40 years old, boarded a plane at Skydive the Ranch. He jumped out with another skydiver at approximately 14,000 feet. The witness told police McCartan jumped from the plane while wearing a parachute. He hit the ground in the parking lot of the fire department where he died from his injuries. And police have not located the parachute that he was wearing when he left the plane. And they're asking anyone who may have located it or witnesses to the incident to call troopers.
Was the other guy who jumped out of the plane a bank-robbing surfer?
You know what? I don't know if they've looked into that,
okay,
but they did find a presidential mask at the scene. I'm assuming this
right.
What I don't know is how much experience. If this guy was jumping out on his own, he's a regular skydiver.
Yeah, you would imagine. There's footage that just popped up. It's been making the rounds on social media press. Mm. It's a guy whose main chute doesn't deploy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You've seen it, right? And he's getting commentary or instructions from the guy on the ground.
Yeah.
And he manages to deploy his safety chute.
Yeah.
F that.
Yeah, apparently this guy was a coach, so he'd done it many times.
Okay.
A skydiving coach, yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's terrible news. All right. So you've seen videos of people freaking out over face masks and stuff like that. Plenty of those. Here's the weirdest one I've seen so far. A face mask confrontation. The captain of a hovercraft was forced to suspend a crossing because two passengers refused to wear face masks.
They get ornery on those hovercrafts, don't
Never
they?
Never heard of this on a hovercraft. Police were called as the service from South Sea to Ride on the Isle of Wight was halted when a pair became verbally abusive. The firm has banned them and canceled their travel cards for breaching its abusive behavior policy. Anyone traveling on public transport in England must wear a face covering. Officers spoke to the pair when they arrived. After the crossing resumed, the argument was apparently about one of the passengers wearing a mask which had a broken strap. No formal complaint was made, and officers noted the passengers were no longer allowed to use the service. Staff have engaged, the company said, with these customers on a number of previous occasions, explaining the reason why and encouraging the use of face coverings. The captain stopped the hovercraft during the crossing to reiterate the regulations, but was forced to escalate the process by involving the police to enforce compliance.
Disengage hovering.
The customers became verbally abusive, and so Hover Travel followed its zero-tolerance policy to any abusive behavior by canceling both customers' travel cards.
If there's one thing you're going to wear a mask on, let it be a hovercraft.
All right, and then we'll do one more story in Liverpool. Two women were arrested on suspicion of drunk driving after a serious crash, with one of them finishing off a glass of wine as the police arrived. Officers were called to the collision in the early hours of Sunday following the smash-up between two vehicles. A white Mercedes had careened into a blue-parked Ford Focus, with both vehicles sustaining significant damage. Police said when they arrived at the scene at around 4:15 a.m., one of the women was finishing off a glass of wine.
That's so good.
Photographs taken showed an empty wine bottle in the footwell of the passenger seat along with a glass and what appeared to be a second full bottle in the storage compartment near the handbrake.
Would you like some cheese?
Merseyside police said that they had arrested two women on suspicion of unauthorized taking of a motor vehicle and drunk driving as well.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, a porn star who allegedly filmed a sex scene without wearing a face mask is wanted by police. The actress, named in reports as Kari Dominic, filmed the scene in Cali, Colombia. And it was then uploaded to Pornhub before it was later deleted after breaking the Valle del Cauca regulations that require masks to be worn at all times on public transport. She's doing public porn. That's not the issue. The issue is she wasn't wearing a
mask.
Yes. The woman is in gloves,
put a mask on.
In gloves and a face mask when she is approached by a man as she is buying a ticket for the bus. And the pair agreed to for her to use a Love Ends vibrator, which is controlled by an application on the man's phone, and he records her while she uses it on the bus. On one of the scenes, she can be seen to have removed her face mask, and this meant she broke the country's health rules. The woman then reportedly gave the man her underwear as a memory as the video ends, which was also arguably unhygienic.
It's like the end of The Notebook.
The video is said to have been widely popular before it was taken down, and the authorities are now working to confirm the identity of the man and the woman in the clip.
A friend of mine who's seen porn online says that occasionally there are these series where it's supposed to be public exhibition. Mm-hmm. And
Yeah.
So my friend says.
Kayla Ron had been suffering weight gain, pain, and unexplained stomach issues for months. In May, the Alabama woman finally learned why.
Oh, no.
And she got some relief. Doctors removed a massive 50-pound cyst from her ovary. I saw a picture of it. It's massive.
50 pounds.
Dr. Gregory Jones said this is one of the largest I have ever seen or certainly removed. It was a huge cyst.
Cyst.
It was sick.
Got some bad news for you, sister. The cyst.
He said in a statement, we are very...
Sutures, please. To extract the cyst.
It's all in the middle of surgery,
I'm
right?
making an incision.
Yes.
Cyst removal.
The doctor said we are very excited that things went well for her. The 30-year-old said before the operation she would...
Systemic medical issue.
She would feel stomach pain during normal day-to-day activities. Said I couldn't even walk to my car without losing my breath. Her doctors initially told her weight loss was the solution to her problems. Ron had been trying to lose weight for about a year, but instead kept gaining pounds. Despite her dieting efforts, she kept getting asked a question no woman wants to hear. Are you pregnant? She had even been asked if she was carrying twins. Ron's pain became overwhelming in May, and her mother took her to the ER, and doctors at Jackson Hospital ran a series of tests, and they found the large mass, the cyst, in her ovaries.
It's a cyst.
She immediately underwent surgery to have the cyst removed. It weighed in at 50 pounds.
Nurse prep for a cystectomy.
The doctor said the technical diagnosis was a mucinous cystadenoma.
Yeah, sister.
It is a benign condition, and now that the giant growth has been lifted from her body, a weight has been lifted from her shoulders.
Mucinous makes me think of mucus, which makes me think this is some gelatinous, horrific thing.
Yeah. As soon as I got home, I was able to move a little. I tried every shirt I had on, and it was awesome.
Because you didn't have the cyst.
That's right. It was gone. A resident who plummeted into the abyss below a New England home that dates back to 1843 was pulled from frigid well water over the weekend.
What a bizarre story.
Yeah.
You see this stuff in like horror movies, like The Ring.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Officers responded to a home. They learned a resident had fallen through a section of wood flooring, tumbling about 30 feet down into a well that had been covered up by an addition in 1981.
It's part of the sewage system.
Police say the victim was treading water for nearly 25 minutes before firefighters descended into the well and pulled them to safety.
Well, thank God there was water in the well.
Yeah, no kidding. Miraculously, the victim only suffered minor injuries but was transferred to the hospital to be checked out. Police warned that older historical homes in New England may have hazards that were not upgraded by current code.
Like so, well trap doors?
Yeah, yeah, like that. Well, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers... the Office of Field Operations say that officers at the Hidalgo International Bridge in Texas made an unusual discovery in a pickup truck attempting to cross the border from Mexico. They found an endangered spider monkey. They found the monkey concealed in the vehicle's center console.
What?
Yeah. A U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service agent was summoned to the scene and took custody of the monkey, which will be quarantined and examined by a veterinarian before being transferred to a new home. I don't have any other details other than that.
I guess clearly they're worth something if you're going to smuggle a freaking monkey. Freaking monkey. Spinal monkey. In your freaking console, your freaking car.
Yeah. And then one last story. The Python Cowboy has made a record-breaking catch. Conservationist Mike Kimmel, a contractor with the South Florida Water Management District and known as Python Cowboy, to his Instagram followers, bagged an enormous female python earlier this month.
I'm the Python Cowboy. Yee-haw!
After official measurements were taken, the giant snake measured 17 feet and 7 inches.
Oh, my God. What's the weight?
135 pounds.
Jeez.
Which represented a record for the area. Kimmel said that he caught the snake in an Everglades spoil island in the Francis S. Taylor Wildlife Management Area. I don't know what a spoil island is.
Shh, don't give it away.
Pythons are invasive species, and they wreak havoc on Florida's ecosystem.
I wonder how much out of whack that whole system has become, because there's always stories popping up now about these large snakes in the Everglades.
Yeah, elimination programs have removed nearly 3,000 pythons.
Oh, my God.
Today. Yeah. Kimmel said that he will be uploading video of the weigh-in and the python stomach contents in the coming days.
Oh, a spoil island is disgusting. It's a bunch of literally like runoff and spoil and dredge that may contain toxic chemicals, sick. And it's sick.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's all of that material then put in a new place, and it creates its own little island.
Ugh. All right, that's your bizarre file for you.
I saw a picture, and I don't know if it was doctored. I don't think it was, but down in Florida, they captured a rattlesnake that was that big. I hope to God.
No. Rattlesnakes don't get that big.
17 feet long, no.
I'm hoping that it's what ridiculous. I saw was just, it was a lie.
What you saw is not
clickbait.
Yeah, they don't make, only the constrictors get that big.
Okay.
Did the snake have the face of Bruce Willis?
It did not, but it had gigantic fangs.
All right. They do have teeth.
Yeah.
Pythons do have them. They use them for gripping.
Uh-huh.
They don't have venom. But is this what you saw?
No. It was an actual rattlesnake.
And it had a big rattle on it?
A big rattle on it.
Yeah, 17 feet long? How long did you say it was?
It was like maracas, like the size of maracas.
Wow.
It was big. You know, and I'll see if I can find the picture. And, so,
but it was python size?
Python size.
Yeah, I think what you saw is doctored.
Okay.
But then again, I did see the queen do the do a dance routine when they came out of the wedding.
It's just
dancing to
amazing.
Fish.
Shut up, man. Shut up.
All right, that's the file.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.